With shark sightings in New York waters up this summer, Governor Kathy Hochul is ramping up efforts to protect beachgoers through enhanced shark surveillance. WNYC's Jake Offenhartz takes us aboard one of the new shark patrol boats.
Are you guys ready to hold on?
We're cruising about half a mile off the coast of Fire Island on a 17-foot motorboat. It's hot out, and we can see kids cooling off in the waves.
So you head east along Robert Moses State Park.
Our guide is Lieutenant Sean Riley, a state police officer with the Department of Environmental Conservation. He spends most of his time enforcing fishing regulations. But after an uptick in shark bites this summer, his new duties include searching for the apex predators off state beaches.
A lot of what we're doing is adding a layer of security, just being out further than the lifeguards can see.
The patrol belongs to a larger deployment of boats, helicopters, and drones that are keeping tabs on sharks so lifeguards can whistle swimmers out of the water when they're nearby. In the last month, shark sightings off Jones Beach and Robert Moses have led to more than a dozen beach closures. But in the 2 weeks since the program started, the police boats have yet to spot a single shark in their daily expeditions off the Long Island coast.
How many sharks have you seen in the last week?
None. Confirmed shark sightings.
Instead, we get another kind of wildlife tour. Pods of dolphins swim right under our boat.
Today we have about six or seven of them chasing some bunker, trying to get a meal.
Ospreys fly overhead. Schools of hungry bluefish zip by. The animals are feasting on the abundance of menhaden, or bunker, that have arrived in mass off the coast of New York's beaches in recent years. They look like oil slicks, leaping from the surface to avoid whatever might be chasing them.
Something's making them want to jump out of the water.
The increase in bait fish has attracted whales, seals, and cow-nose rays, as well as sharks. And those sightings have led local authorities to shut down the beaches on Long Island.
All surfers, out of the water.
And on Rockaway Beach, where the city has stopped people from going to the ocean on some of the hottest days of the year, angering beachgoers. Even more worrisome, at least five people have suffered confirmed shark bites while swimming or surfing in New York waters this summer. While the injuries have been minor, they mark a major increase. Before this summer, there were just eight confirmed bites off New York waters in the last century.
It's a case of misidentification by the sharks.
Chris Scott is a marine biologist with the Department of Environmental Conservation.
The reason a lot of these incidents are occurring, because bathers are mixed in with schools of Atlantic menhaden, and oftentimes the water is murky.
He says the resurgence of sharks should be celebrated, even as encounters and bites become more common.
Going forward, the bunker seems like it's going to be here. It's changed the entire marine ecosystem.
But not all beachgoers are thrilled by the presence of sharks in their local waters. After reading reports of the bites, Liz R., a Westchester resident, says she only goes in the water up to her ankles.
You know, even a 5-inch gash in your leg doesn't sound like, oh, I'm so happy the shark's in the water. We are in their habitat, so I'm not saying to do anything to endanger the sharks, but it is a little concerning.
A century ago, sharpshooters, the Coast Guard and the NYPD, would fire down at sharks, sometimes luring them to the surface with chunks of lamb. These days, the patrols are much more humane. In addition to boats, the state has trained close to 20 lifeguards to operate drones.
And now we're just going to fly on out there into the ocean and see what we see.
Colin Hickey has worked as a lifeguard for 16 years. He received his drone license a few weeks ago, allowing him to pilot the unmanned aircraft from the comfort of his lifeguard stand. On a recent Monday, he had his first test after another lifeguard spotted a shark swimming near bathers. By the time he launched the drone, the shark couldn't be found. But he's still confident in the new technology.
I've gotten very used to it, starting to get very intuitive. It's basically just like a Xbox or PlayStation controller. So I've literally been training for this my entire life.
There's plenty of summer left and plenty of ocean to patrol. For WNYC News, I'm Jake Offenhartz.